The semi-annual warehouse clearance event is happening now at Sleep Outfitters. This is your chance to save big with up to 65% off mattresses store-wide. Plus, get a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. These limited-time warehouse clearance deals won't last, and with our lifetime price guarantee, you can rest assured you're getting the best deal. The semi-annual warehouse clearance event, only at Sleep Outfitters. Visit sleepoutfitters.com to find a store near you.
Hello and welcome to Grazia Life Advice, Grazia's podcast brought to you by Primark. I'm Rhiannon and each week I'll be interviewing women worth listening to and getting them to pass on the six best pieces of advice they've ever been given and the worst piece too. Thank you so much for joining us for our second episode. This week's guest is the fantastic Maya Jama, presenter, model, DJ, you name it, she seems to be able to do it. We met Maya at Radio 1, where she was working, and she was speaking to us as part of the O2 campaign to get the nation to share their unforgettable gig stories. So she's got lots of good practical advice if you're heading to festivals and gigs this summer, as well as lots of relatable down-to-earth stuff too. I was warned before my chat that Maya can do an hour interview in about a third of the time because she speaks so fast. I wasn't sure about that, but it is absolutely true. She's one of the fastest speakers I've ever met. So it's a bit of a shorter episode than last week, but it's all part of her excitable, happy persona. And what I loved about Maya's advice is that it's so upbeat. I left the conversation with her all pumped up, and I hope you do too. Now, over to Maya. We're here with the absolutely gorgeous Maya Jama. Hi, Maya.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Busy day. We're here in Radio 1 Towers. It's lovely.
It's all right, isn't it? Very snazzy. I like that you can see what the weather's like doing your show.
Yeah. That's good. True.
It's still grey. Yeah.
Good. Still grey. Okay, yeah. We're here because we want to hear your best advice.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to run through these. I've got a sneak peek of them here. And I'm excited to hear the stories behind them already. Let's go straight into it. Your first piece of advice is to always take a battery pack to a gig.
Yeah. Do you know what? I have been in so many situations where I've been at a show or a concert and the best thing happens, like, I don't know, they bring someone from the crowd and slow dance on them, or someone is sick on someone or something like that. And I've missed key moments by having no battery because I'm always on Snapchat or Instagram or whatever it is, rinsing out my battery.
Yes.
So yeah, have a battery pack, but also make sure your battery pack's charged. Because that can be the second L, is when you know you've got your pack, but then the pack's dead as well. So you end up with absolutely nothing, or trying to use your friend's phone and send later videos. But yeah.
Any key moments we've missed out on your Instagram stories?
Probably loads. Yeah. Millions, I'd say, that you've missed out from dead battery. But then at the same time, it can be a bit of a blessing in disguise because then you're actually immersed in the moment instead of just filming it. So yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Pros and cons. Best gig ever? What's the one you wish you could just film and just watch over and over again?
I didn't actually film this one, but Adele's concert in 2017, that actually was my favorite ever gig, just because I've loved her since she came out pretty much, and I love the fact that she's just this normal, down-to-earth superstar, like world-renowned artist that everybody's in awe of, but she still comes across as your mate next door, and I think that's incredible. And I just love her. She's somebody that you want to be friends with. So watching her concert and seeing how she doesn't have a big like crowd on stage, there's no backing dancers or anything like that, it's just her and her voice, and she talks to the audience, and yeah, she's great.
I'm still a bit sore about that. I was supposed to go to that last night that she had to cancel.
Really? Oh no.
devastating.
Yeah, that's Devo.
That's
maybe
really
she'll go back
out. Yeah, hopefully.
She says she's not, but I feel like you can't keep that talent hidden for too long. Yeah. Come back.
She'll have a few years off and she'll fancy it again. And we've got, so I guess linked here, your second piece of advice is to bring a disposable camera with you at all times.
That's another good one. At the moment, I'm trying to collect as many actual physical photos to just stick around my house or to have on a board, or I want to put some pictures up on my fridge soon, but I don't ever get pictures from my phone printed out because it's just not what I do. But having an actual disposable camera is great because then you get a kind of surprise when you take it to the shop and you've got all these photos and memories that you forgot happened. There's one in my house at the moment from about 2 years ago that I need to get developed, and I don't even remember what the photos are of.
Oh,
but
amazing.
When it comes out, I'm sure it'll be great if I didn't put my finger over the flash.
I love the ruler. I've just got a real visual image of you queuing up in snappy snaps dropping it off.
So pleased with myself. Yeah, I think it's great. Like, we should use more film. I know there's a lot of people that still are film users instead of the phones and everything else and digital. But I think pictures look better as well when they're on film. Yeah. I like the style that comes out.
And it's nice, I think, to have people around you. Like, yeah. And have the people that you love kind of staring out of your living room.
Yeah.
That makes it sound creepier, I think, than it
no,
is.
No, it's not. It's cute.
Okay. Third piece of advice from yourself. Take a rucksack. This is all very practical.
Yeah, see, that's my advice for myself, not that I actually do it. Mm-hmm. You know, I should do it. I have a handbag most days, but I went through a massive stage of not bringing any bag because it would ruin my outfit because I didn't have enough bags to match the outfits I was wearing. So I'd be like, all right, I'm not bringing any because they're all clashing with what I'm wearing. Mm. And then I'd end up with pockets full of everything. Like, you've got a blusher brush hanging out your bum or whatever it is. That sounds weird. Hanging out your back pocket. And now I try to bring rucksacks, but you can get cute ones, like little... Yeah. Petite, nice little...
I love a rucksack. I've got mine here. Leopard's over it, so you can be sassy too.
Yeah, you should... Leopard, that's a nice one. I have one black rucksack that I use everywhere, and it's getting a bit worn out now, but I think even that looks kind of good. It's a bit like vintage vibes.
Yeah. What's always in the backpack?
So always charger, if I've got one. Mm. My makeup bag, but just with the key essential products, like, you know, a powder in case you're greasy throughout the day, bronzer brush, bronzer. What else do I have? I'll have, like, some sunglasses... I always have jewellery in my bag. I don't know why at the end of the day or whatever that it ends up. Look, what have I got in here now?
You just start shedding it throughout the day.
Yeah, I've always got just some kind of jewellery.
Oh, and
I think it might be because sometimes I want to add more jewellery and it's just nice to have it in my bag. Like, oh, where's my earrings in my handbag?
Yeah, handy.
Yeah.
And sass up any outfit. Perfect.
Yeah.
I love this one. This is one of my favourite things. It's about the importance of having a girls' night out.
Yeah. So for ages, I went through the stage of just like working every single day, basically, and giving myself like half a day off, which benefited me in the end. But at the time, I just was like, oh, I'm a prune. I don't see anybody. Like, I've completely lost touch with all my good friends in terms of face-to-face contact. And then I had we made a group chat and we had like one massive girls' night out. And for the rest of the week, it was just so much to talk about and it put me on this massive high of like, oh my god, that's so funny, and da, da, da. And it just kind of made me realize how important it is to have girls nights, because you kind of unload and it reminds you of who you are a bit in the sense of like they know you best and it brings out the best side of you, I think.
Yeah. Have you always had big groups of girlfriends? Has it been something you've always been keen on?
Yeah, I think so. In Bristol I had like three groups of friends and I managed to merge them all together by coincidence of just inviting them all around to my house one day and being like, okay, this is either going to work really well or they're going to end up hating each other. And they ended up bonding. And now that's like one big friend group now. And the same with my guy friends as well, actually. And so in London, I've tried to do the same a bit. Some already knew each other and things like that. But the group chat that I have now is my friends from kind of different areas or whatever it is. And they're all one solid group now, which is great. Yeah.
I think it's important though as well to take it outside the group chat, because I know I get used to like talking to my friends. You feel like you've seen each other and you're like, oh my god, I hadn't actually seen you for weeks, and you feel like you've covered bases, but you haven't really.
Yeah, face-to-face contact's the best. We have a games night actually in my group chat. Nice. That we host it at different houses each time. It's supposed to be every week, but it doesn't always go that way. But yeah, so that's my highlight of most of my weekends, actually, when I'm like, all right, girls night, or weekdays, whenever it happens to be.
What game is your speciality?
My one is what's the one where you have to guess the words? It's like charades. It's I articulate. That's it.
Oh,
that's
okay.
My favorite one. I'm actually quite good at that. I won last games night with Julie. Yeah, we won as a team.
An award or
No awards? You just get bragging rights, actually. That's it.
Yeah. Fine, that's all you need.
Yeah, just that I am the best.
And what is the perfect girls' night? Games, food,
so
wine.
Games, food, music, wine. Yeah, standard. Okay. Well, not everyone drinks wine. Some of them are gin and tonic girls, but yeah, wine.
There's room for both.
Yeah,
that's fine. Shots ever?
It depends, because most of them are on like school nights, but I usually do it on the night when I can sleep in a little bit. So yeah, I don't really like shots though. My belly's got weaker. They've started to make me... I actually did a shot in a club in Bristol a couple of weeks ago and did a little sick in my hand after. Yeah, and from that moment I was like, maybe they're not for me anymore. Because I didn't feel sick and I wasn't drunk yet. It was like the beginning of the night shot. Oh. I think it's because it was really, really, really cheap tequila, but it tasted like absolute poison. And everyone was like, hey, and I was just like... little sick in my hand. So from that moment I was like, maybe I'll stay away from that.
Yeah. So an extra spare piece of advice: stay away from cheap tequila.
And if you've got a belly like mine anyway, probably stay clear. Not very strong.
Perfect. A bit more serious though for this piece of advice. And it's something that like a lot of people talk about, but it's just not easy. Loving yourself.
Yeah.
T- tell me about why you think that's so important.
I think it's so important. It's like the most common piece of advice, but the hardest to actually take on yourself. I think we can all be there like, love yourself, this is great. But then everybody goes through their own struggles, no matter how you look or no matter how beautiful you are to one person, you're going to find the worst things in your own self often. And I think what I've tried to do is point out the stuff that I do like about myself instead of focusing on the stuff that I don't, and try and drown out those thoughts with like, okay, look, don't like this today, but my hair looks great. So let me focus on my hair and wear something that covers the thing that I don't like today, or whatever it is. And it's just slowly learning that no matter what your appearance is, that's actually only half of the, not even half, I'd say like a quarter of the importance as you as a person, or what people notice about you as a person, should I say. Because you'd notice somebody's look straight away, but actually whether you like somebody or not, or how you receive somebody, or whether there's going to be a friendship or a relationship or whatever it is, the appearance is the tiniest bit of all of that. And I think we spend so much time, especially as women, focusing on how we look, forgetting that the other parts of us, like our personality or how we are as a person or how caring we are, is so much more important. Because at the end of the day, you could be the most beautiful person in the world, but if you've got a horrible personality, nobody's going to like you or even want to be around you. So yeah.
Absolutely. And do you, I mean, I think a lot of people, it's kind of a British thing as well. It's different, isn't it, from being up yourself and being big-headed. How do you tread the line between kind of just being confidence. Big-headed and confidence?
Yeah. I think it's so difficult for us nowadays as well, because everyone's like, love yourself. But then when you do see somebody that's like, I love this about myself, everyone's like, oh, piss off. But it is finding the balance, I suppose. And I'm all for it. If I do meet somebody that's like, I love this about myself, I'm like, you go. As long as it's not offending me or rude to anybody else, I think... go ahead. Like, it's so hard nowadays to actually love yourself. If you do meet somebody that's loves everything about themselves, I'm like, good on you. Sometimes it's not real, sometimes people just act like it, but yeah, when it is, I think you go.
Yeah. And is that something someone has told you from early on in your life, or is it something you had to come to later in life?
Yeah, I think you always hear it from a young age, especially as a little girl, like people being like, love this and da da da. But actually learning it yourself and believing that believing that you are special and loving your actual self is something that comes a bit later, I think. When you're a teenager, you hate everything. I was just like, no, don't want this, change this. Yeah. And then as you get older, you're like, oh, like you notice things about yourself that maybe other people had pointed out years ago that you didn't actually like, and you grow to love and all of those things. I think it's just a growth process as a human, like accepting yourself in every way, shape or form, and trying to deal with things that you can't change, and if you can change them, maybe try, and if you don't want to or if you can't be bothered, then whatever, deal with what you got.
Is it easier to love yourself when you're looking absolutely amazing on the front of magazines like Women's Health and things like that? Does that help?
Do you know what's so crazy, like I'm probably my worst critic, so I wouldn't even ever say it like properly out and loud, but I'll see a picture that somebody else would be like, that's amazing, and still be like, no. But you've just got to, you just got to deal with it, I think, and try your hardest when it isn't as easy to see the good stuff.
Yeah, and I think it's important for young girls to see you, you know, looking incredible as you are. Say that, you know.
Yeah.
It's difficult sometimes.
Yeah, that is one thing I do try and do. I want to do it a bit more. I used to do it all the time, but post stuff. Well, actually, I do. On my Insta story, I do. Maybe not so much on my Insta page. Of just post stuff where I do look like how I look when I wake up in the morning, my hair's all backwards and I've got dark circles under my eyes and a spot or whatever it is, and show that side, and then show the 2-hour process that it takes to get ready with hair and makeup that not everybody has the pleasure of having. So yeah, you can look at a photo of me in a magazine and be like, she looks amazing, but that is like a 10 people team to do that. That is not me as I woke up, and I try and show that as much as possible, that yeah, I can look like that in certain lighting with makeup and hair done, but actually if you see me after a long day at work where I've just been like rolling all over the place, I definitely don't look like that. So yeah.
Love the idea of just rolling all over the place.
Yeah, well, I do like play fighting or whatever it is. I'm quite scruffy.
We brought up Instagram a couple of times now. You seem to love that kind of medium of Instagram stories and talking to people that way. What is it about it that you love? Like,
I don't know. I think with most of my jobs, like, you are a presenter and you're a personality, so you get to showcase a lot of yourself, but there's some things that you wouldn't say on radio or you wouldn't show on telly, or just bits of your life that don't get shown via those platforms. So I think for me, Instagram and Snapchat have always been the ones where I'm like, okay, this is this side, like behind the scenes version of myself that I can show, and it feels a lot more relaxed and a lot less filtered, I think. So yeah, I like it, and I think that's where I connect to the audience or whoever it is that follows me the most, because I'm like, hey, look, this is me at this point. client and I'm doing this. And yeah, it's fun. It's like having your own little documentary.
And you get good response from
people
women
are really nice.
And young girls.
Yeah. Like overall, I think majority of my comments are super nice and lovely. You get the odd person like bitch or whatever. Oh. And I'm like, blah, whatever. It's just reminding yourself that those people don't actually know you and they're bitter anyway or mean. Yeah. No nice person does that to strangers. But yeah, I do get a really nice response, predominantly from young women as well, which makes me feel good. And yeah. I'm glad that I'm influencing them in a nice way.
Yeah, absolutely. Grazia Life Advice is brought to you by Primark. Amazing fashion, amazing prices. Like most of us, Maya loves a good night out with her friends, and Primark is packed with outfits to make you look and feel great. Whether you're heading out or getting ready for your very own games night, from floral dresses to colourful jumpsuits, they've got you totally covered. And if you're a jewellery magpie like Maya and you need your bag filling up, Primark have everything from tassel earrings to statement necklaces to complete your look. Our best advice is to get down to your local Primark store and take a look. Now, back to Maya. I mean, this just makes sense to me. You have to start your day with a feel-good tune is your sixth piece of advice.
I love. That's like the first thing I do when I wake up. I'll just find like go on whatever app it is and put a song that will make me smile, or like type in feel-good music and then play that. But I usually go for a disco playlist. Like NED Artwork actually has some really good disco mixes online. So I listen to his, or Horse Meat Disco, their DJs, I listen to their mixes. But it's all just super chirpy like disco music, and I think that sets the tone well.
In what way? Is it just a lift, or is it like, what does it do for you?
I don't know. I think, well, it instantly makes me want to dance. So that's a start. So I'm like dancing around and singing along. And the lyrics of a lot of disco songs are uplifting, like beautiful, like feel good lyrics. And I think if you're singing that out and that's the first thing that you're entering and starting your day with, then it's bound to put a little chirp in your step.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What's your best song?
My favorite disco song. I don't even know the name of it.
Okay.
But the lyrics are, all I do is think about you.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Do you know which one I'm on
about?
Yeah, that one. I don't know who it's by, but yeah, that song.
There's been a lot of remixes of it.
So yeah, there we go.
Plenty of them out there.
Loads.
Any songs you'd hate to start your day with?
Just like a really sad one. Like I wouldn't start my day with a heartbreak anthem or anything like that. I don't think. Maybe like midday or afternoon or evening, you can do those heart anthems. Oh yay, my food's arrived. But yeah, otherwise no.
Yeah,
I don't really. What song? The first song when you said that came to my mind was Avril Lavigne. It's a damn cold night.
No.
I wouldn't start with that one. But yeah, I do like that song.
I used to have the Verve used to turn up, and that was my alarm clock. So it'd be like
okay.
Every morning, and now when I hear it, I feel physically sick.
Yeah, see, I did that. I had Arctic Monkeys, Red Light Indicates Doors Are Secure. That was my alarm, and now I'm like, oh, hey, now. I shouldn't have done that. Yeah.
Yeah. Where am I? I need to be up. No, it's fine.
Turn it up. No, wrong place. Yeah.
Okay, and we like to finish off on a worst piece of advice that someone's tried to impose on you or thought was a good idea.
Yeah, I think worst piece of advice that I actually believed at one point, but now I know it's not right, is that when people are interested in you in terms of like career-wise, to do every single thing just to not fade out or not be in the spotlight, but actually, no, you should be selective of what you're doing and make sure it's stuff that's organic to you, I think, and stuff that feels right and that you actually enjoy if you are fortunate enough to be in that position where you are choosing jobs.
That must be hard though. I mean, in the last year you must get constant offers.
It's hard to say no when you're like, this would be really good for that, but actually it's like you've already done that and you don't want to be like two in people's faces. And then sometimes you see somebody else doing it and you're like, oh no, it looks so fun, but it all works out for the better in the end. So it's just having faith in your journey and understanding that it's quality over quantity.
How are you managing, because you're just, you know, you've got this new show now, all exciting things. How are you managing to like keep a work-life balance so you're not just working all the time?
At the moment, since Radio 1 started, I've actually had a bit more of a structured routine because I'm definitely in on Fridays and Saturdays now, so I'll have a Sunday off 100% and then Monday if I can off, which was before, because I was doing so many little different jobs, I could be anywhere and then you end up not having any days off. So I'm quite good, and my manager will make sure that there's at least 2 days off now, so I get a little bit. I don't have the proper weekends, but I've got, you know, some midday weekends.
Absolutely. And what do you like to do on your day off? What actually helps you?
I am such a lounger because I'm always running around the place and talking to loads of people for my job. I like to just chill out, like lie on the sofa, watch films, eat whatever I can order. Don't want to cook. And yeah, just slouch, literally. If you saw me, it's so unexciting. Everyone's like, what do you do on these days off? I'm like, lay it down, basically.
I prefer that to people who are like, well, I meditate.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I don't. I try to swim, actually. That's like a new thing I'm trying to do more often because I do like swimming and I feel like it clears your mind a bit. But no, yeah, nothing wild.
Yeah. And any box sets at the moment?
Box sets. I just finished watching Sinner on Netflix. Love that.
So good,
yeah, because I've got a really bad attention span when it comes to series, but that had me straight away, so loved that one. What else? Stranger Things I watched a little sec ago. Loved that as well. I actually had a dream about Millie Bobby Brown that we were friends, and now I keep forgetting that it wasn't real.
Really?
And thinking like, oh my god, maybe we are mates.
Yeah,
like she was in Radio 1 and she was like, oh, hey Maya. I was like, hey, but it didn't happen.
Oh, that didn't happen. I thought that after the dream that did happen.
No, it never happened. But because it was such a like realistic dream, apart from the fact it's Millie Bobby Brown, I thought it was real. So now when I hear her name, I'm a bit like, is she my mate? No she's not. But maybe one day.
Are you good at taking advice? People give you good box set. Who's the best person? Who's like,
who do I listen to? Do you know what? People don't even recommend them that much to me. I just go on my little hunt. I was obsessed with watching like Women Who Kill on Netflix.
Yeah.
Just because their stories are crazy. So I'm just like, okay, that's something I'm not taking advice from.
No.
But yeah, something I'm intrigued by in the sense of, wow. And how else have I found series? Mostly Twitter. I see people talking about series quite often. And if it's one that's popping, like loads of people are discussing it, I'm like, oh, maybe I should have a little go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. Maya, you are the fastest talker. Do people tell you that?
Yeah, I do actually. I do speak really fast. Yeah. The journalists that have to write stuff down are fucked. They'll be there like,
yeah. I'm like, dreamy, I've recorded it. Thank God. And I don't even have to transcribe it.
There we go.
It goes on the radio.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, no. Oh, sorry, shouldn't swear then. But yeah, I do speak fast. Yeah. I've been trying to slow down, to be fair. I watched myself back on something and I was like, oh my gosh, Speedy Gonzalez. But yeah.
I like it. It just seems like you're excited all the time.
I think
it's a good vibe.
I think I am excited all the time. That is what it is. I need to relax. That is one thing a troll does say. Like, can you just relax and calm down? I'm like, no.
No, why not?
Don't want to.
Yeah.
Everything's fun.
Well, amazing. We've whipped through your best advice. Thanks so much, Maya.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Brilliant. Thank you, Maya, for that. I really love talking to Maya and I hope you enjoyed hearing her advice. Maybe have a little re-listen if it whipped past your ears at the speed of light. If you're enjoying the podcast so far, please do subscribe, rate us, review us, tell your whole family WhatsApp group about us, whatever it takes. All that stuff really does help. Next week, our guest on Grazia Life Advice will be former YouTuber and actress Tanya Burr. So come back on Tuesday for that. Thanks again to our friends at Primark for their support. We look forward to seeing you next week for more advice from women worth listening to.